Hello, this is Miss Suyu bringing it to you. Today is my second What's Going On special. That is the question. A lot is going on. And I will be back with the show after this. Miss Suyu Branding, bringing it to you, MissSuyu.com. So don't go anywhere. I will be back with more of the truth, the whole truth. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm back. Yes, I did take a break. Holidays is coming. And you know, I have a free spirit. But I'm here right now. Today it's December the 14th, 2021, Eastern Standard Time here in the United States. 2:02 p.m. I'm your host, Miss Suyu, bringing it to you the whole truth. Hopefully, everything and nothing but the truth. So what's going on? There is something going on. You can say lots is going on. The world that we live in. People, human beings that are trying to survive. We have the working class. Unemployed, homeless, retired. But we're all here in this country and around the world. Tornadoes, how do we survive? Poverty, how do we survive? Politics. Sometimes we want our leaders and politicians to do what they are paid to do. Do not rely on the people to do the work for you. Do not commit crimes against the people because they will not do your work. Do not retaliate against the people, the citizens, because they are sitting back wanting you to do your job and you are projecting to them to do your job and you are retaliating to the fact and holding the people responsible, accountable, because they will not work with you and do your job. It is a form of slavery, imprisonment, when you expect the citizens of this country to do your work. And you have excuses. Excuse me for not doing your work. What is your excuse today? What's going on in the world? Look around you and you will see what's going on. A lack of responsibility. And if I am getting paid to do a job and my citizens are not being served, then I have a problem with that. Serve and protect customer service. Ethics, integrity, where is it? Well, we're doing our job, we're doing our best. Well, when you see us committing crimes, you hold us responsible for the crimes, for the violations that we are responsible for. There is a certain conduct that you expect from us, the people. And when we do not adhere, you have a problem with that. And we're not getting paid to do the job. We're not getting paid to work. But we must adhere to and we must be responsible for our conduct. We must abide by the rules and the laws. So many of us are in jails and prisons because you say we are not abiding by the policies, the procedures, the rules, and the laws. Something is mentally wrong with us, and we need to get some help, some counseling, some medication. And there is no excuse when it comes to our misbehavior. But we must be patient and accept your responsibility to the fact that you don't care and you say that you do whatever you want to do, or you have an excuse for being slothful to the fact. And there are all kind of roadblocks and stop signs that are in the way when it comes down for you to do your job and be responsible. There is so much on your plate, and you are so stressed out when it comes to doing your job, and that is your excuse. Well, we do what we can. What is the reason for you saying, well, we do what we can? Be more specific. Let the people know. What are you getting at? Define, what do you mean by we do what we can? Because when you cash that check, on that check, there is nothing on that check that says I cash this check because I do what I can and that's it. I do not have to be responsible for not doing what I'm supposed to do. And if it's all about, well, we do what we can, then the people should have that same respect and privilege. When we walk down that street, when we're in our home, when you want to judge us, when you want to criticize us and hold us responsible for not doing what we are supposed to do, you need to come to that conclusion and say, well, we do what we can, and leave us alone. But it doesn't work that way, because you can do what you want to do. And that's what's going on throughout this country, throughout this world. There is no integrity. There are no morals. There is no communication, and there is no respect. Do you understand? And so you have people that are hungry, homeless, unemployed. People are still hospitalized and dying due to COVID-19. It's the world that we live in. What's going on? I'll be back after this. The whole truth, when they abuse and refuse to prosecute, hopefully nothing but the truth. Hello, Miss Suyu is back with you today. It's sunshiny, warm, warmer than I expected. And I am going to get out and enjoy the sunshine, but I wanted to bring it to you. What's going on in the world today? A lot's going on. We know it. And we want peace, happiness, most of all. And we really, really need to get along. We have the rights on one side and the wrong on the other side. And we're not thinking about humanity. We're not thinking about people and their happiness, right? Their goals, their freedom, the land of the free. Do you remember that? not the land of imprisonment or the land of control and power, slavery, not the land of putting surveillance in someone's house and watching them, but you're using them at the same time for their help, for their assistance, for their work. You're using them for their ideas, for their inventions, and you're putting them under surveillance, trying to act like they're mentally ill when you're doing little sneaky things behind their back. You want them to think that something psychologically is going on with them, but really you have people under surveillance because you feel as though it's something that they have that you want, or you just have the power and you can do that. Humanity, human beings that we treat like robots, that we treat like wild, dangerous, vicious, violent animals, precious human beings that need love, the basic things in life, food, clothing, shelter, safe, clean, livable shelter. Not just any kind of place. Oh, I'm just going to put these people over there. Free mind, a free will. People need that. Human beings, we're not talking about objects. We don't care. The only thing we care about is our power tripping. We care about ourselves, our jobs, our careers, but humanity. Integrity, ethics, love. We have excuses when we don't render and we're not responsible for doing what we are supposed to do. We want to blame someone else and sit back and do not take responsibility. What's going on? Yes, we still have people hospitalized because of COVID. People are still being infected because of COVID. But we have the excuses. We want to blame the ones that we feel are not vaccinated. We want to put them out there. We want to expose and point the finger at the ones that are not vaccinated because it's so easy. But we still need to be responsible, regardless of who we want to blame. We still need to be responsible. What we are supposed to do, or what we are getting paid to do, what is our job? It's not my job to blame. It's my job to be responsible. But we have a problem with trying to find something wrong with people that we do not care much about, or that we don't care much about the things that they do, or we don't like the things that they do. So the people do not have what they need because we cannot get along. We have the rights and we have the wrongs. We're trying to find out what people are doing so that we can say, I'm doing my job and they're not doing what they're doing. So we want to put the surveillance or the spotlight on people that we do not care much about. We act like we care. We tell people we care. We try to watch them and see what they're doing and see how they could help us. Oh, they can really help me. They have a lot of skills. They can volunteer and help me. But really deep down inside, we don't care really much about them because we have them at the same time under surveillance and we are reporting the negative things or the things that we do not like. And we are sharing the surveillance with other people, exploiting the people that we have under surveillance, and they're under surveillance without our right, without our permission. We are sneaking, getting surveillance to expose and traffic the people in the privacy of their homes. We are having the surveillance and talking about these people and spreading rumors about these people. People are naked and we do not care about exposing people, women, or children, because we have the power. And we can do whatever we want to do by breaking the people down. People do not have. What do you want if people do not have? How can you break people down that do not have? But you have. But you want to continuously harass the poor, the needy, the homeless, the senior citizens, the immigrants, because they have something that you want. And you will profit during your commission of work while you are earning a living. You will profit off of those video surveillance, sis. But you're not telling the people that you have under surveillance, and they're not harming you. You just don't like what they're doing. But this is America, the land of the free. And because of your position and your power, you can do whatever you want to do. How many people with power get away with things that the people that do not have the power can't get away with? Simply, in black and white, what's going on? We have better things to do with our time than watch people that do not have, and they aren't getting anywhere because we're sharing their personal business, things that are done in privacy, with the outside world, and the outside world is talking about them and laughing at them, singling them out and being prejudiced against them. And these people cannot advance because of your illegal surveillance inside of people's homes, anywhere they go. You're projecting and trying to get other people to hate people because you can do that. This is the land of the free. This is America, and you have the power. What's going on? Free the people. Feed the people, clothe the people, love the people, respect the people, have integrity, work along ethical lines, promote equality, promote humanity. Because of the power and the position that we have, we can now blame the wrong people, or the people on the other side, and we don't understand the effects of our laziness to the fact. Because we don't want to be responsible for what's going on. The people, the land. How do we get to a better world? I'm going to take a break again. Miss Sue Yu wants to tell you that I love you, and you know this, that we are still talking about the January 6th riot, really seriously. And facts, evidence is still popping up, new stuff. And we're elaborating on some of the old stuff too, but we will get there. Do we have something better to talk about? Can we talk about life? new ways to save and conserve energy? Can we talk about eliminating pollution? Can we talk about more green space, healthier foods, how to have our own beautiful vegetable gardens, fruit trees, new medicinal plants or inventions that would help human beings? And perhaps we can have a better world. But we dwell so much on inappropriate things, negative things, that's only going to benefit us economically. Yes. More money. But there's nothing wrong with having more money. I didn't say something was wrong with investing your money and saving your money and profiting in some ways, as long as we aren't harming other people to the best of our knowledge. Right? But sometimes we push aside the fact that we're harming people. And we put economics first. Money. Prosperity. That has to be at the forefront. And so we have a messed up world. That's right. We will put war before housing, getting people off the streets into permanent housing, providing health care for millions and millions of people, or health care insurance, hospitalization insurance, dental insurance. We would rather gain power and control and spend billions and billions of dollars on wars, fighting. We can't get along. Mothers. Do we talk about mothers with children? And we would rather see her have more children, but we're talking about her with those children in a defaming destructive way. And we will laugh at her when she loses custody of her children, and laugh at her when she doesn't know that we're laughing at her and taking advantage of her. Oh yes, she can have 15, 20 children, and we will laugh at her and talk about her, scandalize her name. And we will traffic women for our own personal thrill, just to fill our quotas. That's what's going on. But how many women will we put in executive positions? Vice president positions, top management positions, owning corporations. Nobel Peace Prize winners. Important inventors. Yes. How many women are victims of domestic violence? The majority of domestic violence women. Women. The majority of the victims, women. That's what I have. And children. But women, most of all. But we will talk about them and act as if They are responsible to keep the world together, and they're supposed to do everything to keep the world together, and they're supposed to take care of the women, the children, and the men, because they are women and they are weaker, and that's what they get. And they have no choice, because other people must have the power and control, and they can make up excuses for their behavior and their actions because they can do that. I can do whatever I want to do. But you expect people that you do it to be there to volunteer and help you and assist you and be subjected to you, because you can do that. You are right and they are wrong. And the world that we live in has a right and a wrong side. We have a privileged people. We have a people that are hungry for power. They don't care as long as they have the power. So we have a world that we're living in. That's what's going on. The people perish. And we will continue to have poor people, homeless people, incarcerated people. That's right. Victims. People placed under surveillance in this country and used as products. We steal from them. We break into their homes because we have that power. We have that position. We have that authority. And we don't tell them we're in their homes. We make up an excuse and say we're taking care of them and we're helping them because they need help. But you're not telling the people that you're doing this. Actually, you're gaslighting, manipulating the people by lying, making up stuff as if you're helping them. But actually, it's something that they have that you want, and that is power. Oh, what a communist. Oh, what hateful acts. Snakey! Christians, you are, you say, living by the word of God. But what is a Christian and who is God? But you must use God and Christianity to justify your hate in America. You must put God in the Bible in your everyday political life to keep people prisoners of your divine spiritual made up democracy that you call justice. Oh, what's going on? I'm telling you what's going on. You are greedy. You must have power and control over the whole world because you think you are number one and you are so smart and stronger than any other country or any other territory. And you will not have people in this country that does not go along with your dictatorship. But you say that this is America. Land of the free, and we have articles of confederation and a constitution like no other country. Wake up and realize what's really going on. And until we step down off of our high horse, get along with people, and stop lying and projecting and falsely leading the people into destruction, into alcoholism, into drugs, into prostitution, into illegal activities, because you're holding them captive with your lies and your deception. These people do not even hardly hold down a full-time job. They do not even stay on a career path because you are so sneaky, going behind their back with your power, tripping all over the place, and you're not telling them what you're doing because you have the power. And you have the control, and you can do that. May God have mercy upon your soul. Get you some love in your heart and learn. And then the people would not have to keep asking What's going on? I'm out of here.